You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from Bloomberg. Kroger and the Walt Disney Company are in discussions to offer Disney Plus as a perk to subscribers of Kroger's grocery delivery program, Kroger Boost. If successful, Kroger Boost members could gain access to Disney Plus at no additional cost starting this year. The potential deal comes as Kroger seeks new ways to add value for its Boost members, responding to customer feedback. While the talks are in early stages and there's no guarantee of an agreement, this move aligns with a broader trend among retailers to enhance loyalty programs with attractive perks. Offering streaming services has become a sought-after benefit, as seen with Walmart's deal for Paramount Plus. Kroger Boost, launched in 2022, has seen positive performance, with members saving over $115 million in its first year. The membership program offers two tiers with different benefits, including free next-day or same-day delivery. For Disney, expanding the reach of Disney Plus through partnerships like this could contribute to the profitability of its streaming business, as Disney anticipates it becoming profitable by the end of the fiscal year. Headline 2 comes to us from Digiday. Walmart and Roblox have joined forces to introduce virtual e-commerce within the Roblox platform. This collaboration allows users to purchase physical goods directly from Walmart while inside the virtual world of Roblox. The e-commerce experience will exist within the Walmart Discovered space on Roblox. Users will encounter a virtual storefront showcasing select physical Walmart products. After selecting items for purchase, they can proceed to a virtual browser window within Roblox, simulating the shopping experience on Walmart's website. The checkout process is handled securely through a Walmart application programming interface, with users receiving confirmation emails and their purchased items delivered to their doorsteps. Meanwhile, the virtual counterparts of the purchased items are immediately available within Roblox. To promote this e-commerce experience, Walmart has partnered with three Roblox creators to design virtual versions of physical Walmart products. This pilot test, running through May, aims to gauge users' interest in purchasing physical goods within the Roblox platform. Roblox views this initiative as a significant step toward enabling real-world commerce within its community. The platform's leaders envision expanding beyond gaming to become a comprehensive digital platform akin to Facebook or Amazon. For brands, including those with their own Roblox worlds, integrating e-commerce into Roblox offers a new revenue stream and access to a global market. Walmart sees this pilot test as just the beginning of its e-commerce presence on Roblox. If successful, the retailer aims to expand its virtual storefront and potentially become the primary commerce provider across the Roblox platform. Headline 3 comes to us from Retail Dive. Hudson's Bay, the Canadian department store, is undergoing a reorganization that includes layoffs affecting less than 1% of its workforce. This move is part of an organizational realignment aimed at navigating the challenging retail landscape in Canada, according to a spokesperson. The downsizing comes as the retail sector in Canada faces ongoing pressures. The company emphasizes that these decisions are necessary for the long-term success of its business. Despite the difficult nature of these changes, Hudson's Bay is committed to fairness and respect for the affected associates. Interestingly, Hudson's Bay is reverting to operating both its e-commerce and physical stores as a unified entity, which contrasts with its previous strategy. In 2021, the company announced plans to separate its store fleet and e-commerce business into two distinct entities, accelerating its digital-first transformation. During this period, the online business operated under the name The Bay and managed various aspects, including digital retail sales, brand direction, marketing, and technology separately from the physical store operations. However, the reasons behind the remerging of operations have not been disclosed by the company. Meanwhile, sister retailers Saks Fifth Avenue and Saks Off Fifth continue to maintain separate companies for their e-commerce and physical stores. The earlier separation moves were viewed as potentially increasing the attractiveness of these legacy retail names to investors and tech talent. However, some analysts questioned the rationale behind dividing operations, while others speculated that the breakups could facilitate the unloading of real estate assets. Notably, in January 2023, all three of HBCZ retailers, The Bay, Saks.com, and SaksOffFifth.com, announced rounds of layoffs amid a broader downsizing trend in the tech-oriented sector during that period.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.